Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the special edition of the 4-18 Fire American Soccer Show, the USA-Grenada post-match show as the United States heads on down to the Caribbean, and basically what you expected them to do, destroying Grenada by a final of 7-1. Really not much to talk about here. I mean, they had to do what they had to do in CONCACAF Nations League group stage play. They went out and they just basically picked apart the Grenadian defense. These are the types of games that you're not going to learn a lot. Let's be honest with ourselves right now. This is the games where if you're going to face an opponent that is not strong enough, that is not good enough, you must destroy them every single opportunity that you get when you are attacking with the ball. And at the same time, you have to defend your net and defend your side of the pitch to make sure that they don't get a sniff of the goal either. Now, granted, they got one. And you know what? Call the consolation prize. Even though it came in within that 3-goal barrage that no one was expecting. Between basically the McKennie goals with the Grenada goal on the inside, so there was basically a Grenada sandwich goal. So that's all you really have to say to, with the whole situation. It was just a situation, as we've said already, the USA, you're not going to learn anything from this game. You got to know who your opponent is. Do not take them lightly. Go down to their house and basically remove every single brick and pummel them as much as possible. Get the full 3 points. Be done with it. Put it in your back pocket. Head back home to get ready for El Salvador on Monday night over at Explorer Stadium in downtown Orlando, in the Purple Palace on Church Street, and that will be also seen on TNT. And I believe that Sarah Walsh and the boys will be en route to Orlando from the Atlanta studios over at TNT as they go out and broadcast the home match in the CONCACAF Nations League. What can you really say of this? That probably has already been said. Great plays, great moments, fantastic runs. Christian Pulisic was basically unstoppable. And the only way Grenada was going to stop him was fouling him. That's the only way they were going to get him. Tackle him, bring him down, grab him from the back of the shirt. And all you can really say is that if he's not a handful, you got Weston McKennie. If it's not Weston McKennie, it's Ricardo Pepe. It's Brendan Aaronson. It's Alejandro Zendejas. The young players on this team doing a job, doing a fantastic job, and they go down to the Caribbean all for business, and they do the job that we all expected them to do in this one. Big goals tonight, be with a brace, Weston McKennie with a brace, Brendan Aaronson with a goal, Christian Pulisic with a goal, Alejandro Zendejas with a goal. And I want to go to Zendejas for a moment. I understand, like we've already said, and probably what everyone said on the TNT broadcast, you're not going to learn a lot in a match like that against a club, like a national team like Grenada. But what you did learn tonight calamity and the embarrassment that the FMF, the Mexican Football Federation, tried to do the quick switcheroo with Alejandro Zendejas for the one-time switch. Playing for Club America in Liga MX, the Mexican national team called him up into a friendly, not knowing he is not a Mexican national. He is an American national. Even though he's a dual citizen, he is still an American citizen applying to play for, in the future one day, which was tonight, for the U.S. men's national team. And yes, he got called into a friendly against Serbia in January, during the January window. Calamity and the error by the Federation of Mexican Football, trying to get him, to bamboozle him, to sign the papers for the one-time switch to become a Mexican player and eligible for the Mexican national team. He said, no, I got to think about it. And at the end of the day, subbing into this match against Grenada, an official tournament through CONCACAF, which is the Nations League, Alejandro Zendejas is now officially an American player. Now, obviously, somewhere down the road, if he changes his mind and does want to do the one-time switch, he can do that. But now he can't be given papers to sneak in and say, oh, he switched. No. Alejandro Zendejas is now officially an American player, scores his first national team goal on the senior side with the U.S. men's national team in this official CONCACAF match. He's in there, folks. No change. No change whatsoever. He is now officially part of the U.S. men's national team. And what a goal that was. A broken attacking run. He retrieved the ball, moved in a little more centrally, and into the back of the net, and that was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What a goal that was for the U.S. men's national team. That was an unreal goal. Even though that was the seventh goal of the match, for Alejandro Zendejas, his first for the national team in his international career. And we will see what happens when they take on El Salvador on Monday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on TNT and Universo. And also, don't forget post-game here on the 14th Fire American Soccer Show on Monday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. I'll be joined by Robert Hay of World Soccer Talk. Other than that, Ricardo Pepi looked fantastic in this one. Brendan Aaronson looked fantastic in this one. Weston McKennie, let's talk about those goals. What a side foot mid-air rip that was to make it 3-0 at the 31st minute. Unfortunately for the U.S., they fell asleep in the next minute by Reagan Charles Cook on a long-distance rip. 2 minutes later, Weston McKennie does it again, got enough on the ball to punch it or just toe-tap it past the keeper, defeating Jason Belfon to make it 4-1. And as I said, that was a Grenada sandwich because the bread was the McKennie goals in between. It was fantastic. It was awesome. It was unbelievable. And I cannot wait to see Weston McKennie continue to dominate on the pitch internationally like he has done so club-wise. Obviously, a little problem with Leeds at the moment, but we know the type of player that he is. We know the type of player that he can be, especially on the international level. It was unbelievable. It was unreal. And this, my friends, is what we've been asking for, and we cannot wait to see what Weston McKennie can do, to see what Weston McKennie is all about. Unreal, unbelievable what we have seen so far. Just unreal. And like we've already said, this is just a nothing game. And in some ways, it's not nothing. It was good performances, a solid performance. But in reality, all you can say is, job well done. Job well done for the U.S. men's national team. So what this win means for them in the CONCACAF Nations League cannot believe what I just saw on TV. And let me just finish my thought here. So in the grand scheme of things, this win for the U.S. men's national team, this win basically means they have automatically qualified for the CONCACAF Gold Cup for this coming July. Excuse me, this coming June. Grenada will go to the preliminary rounds to qualify for their spot in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. For the U.S. men's national team to now advance to the Nations League semifinals later in June, they must draw at home against El Salvador or win. Preferably they need a draw, but you really want to go out and get a win. It's going to be the big game right there. That is going to be the huge game right there. And my goodness, it's going to be awesome to see what's going to happen. Now let me get to what I saw on my TV screen. Not on my app, not on my phone, but on my TV screen. Yes, I know TNT is the official television partner, just as they own HBO Max, Warner Brothers Discovery, that owns Turner. They just advertised during the television postgame show for this match the U.S. Open Cup, advertising the next round of games being seen on their Bleacher Report YouTube channel. The dates, April 4th through the 6th. I cannot believe we just saw that on national television, advertising the next rounds, the second round of the 2023 U.S. Open Cup, advertised on Turner Network Television to go to their Bleacher Report YouTube channel. This is amazing, and I give Turner complete respect for what they've done. I hope and pray we can get some of these games on TNT once the NBA season is done later on in the later rounds, hopefully around June or the semifinals and the final. That's what I'm hoping for. We'll have to wait and see, but that's what I'm hoping for. Fantastic job, Turner. You've done more than what ESPN would do. You've done more than what Fox Sports has done in the past. And even what Gold TV has done in the past. Excellent job. Once again, there's really not much to talk about, really not much to say. This was basically a destruction. It had to be done. Not much analyzing here. Nice job by this U.S. men's national team tonight. Do what you had to do. Get ready. Get ready for Monday as the U.S. men's national team will host El Salvador in their final group stage match in the CONCACAF Nations League. 7 o'clock will be pregame on TNT. 7:30 p.m. will start the match. 9:30 is post-match here on the For Your Scenes Fire American Soccer Show, and I'll be with Robert Hay of World Soccer Talk to join me on this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do for tonight's post-game show. I mean, that's really it. Not much more you can say. Know who your opponent is. Go out and destroy them. That's what they did. Final score, Grenada 1, the U.S. Men's National Team 7. My name's Daniel Feuerstein. Join me on Monday night for post-match here on the For Your Scenes Fire American Soccer Show. Have a good night. Take care. So long. And bye-bye for now.